It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Hey, IYFW fans, Joey LaRocque joining you once again here at IYFWrestling.com. And yes, I'm joining you once again. Wow, seems like I'm coming at you folks quite often these days. But hey, in-your-face wrestling is around to stay, folks. We're not taking any time off. We're not taking any summer breaks. We still have a lot of stuff going on these days, and we're here to tell you all about it. Now, you already know that IYFW is the premier wrestling promotion in the Capital Region. You know about the Coronation Cup happening September 21st in Boston Spa, New York, at our home base, the BACC, the Boston Area Community Center. And you know the Coronation Cup tournament this year is a tag team tournament because the IYFW roster tag team division, of course, is one of the best going today. So why not exemplify that with making the Coronation Cup a tag team tournament this year? So all that you know. Now let's talk about some stuff that maybe you don't know about. First of all, I told you all to be on the lookout for a video at this website with the good Chip Lollipop, good Lord willing, and Chip Stetson. It was done right after our last event, Truly Independent. And in that video, Chip Stetson seemed to make it clear that he felt it was time to part ways, to split up the team, to dock the good Chip Lollipop for good. But good Lord willing definitely doesn't see it that way. He wants to keep the ship afloat. He wants to stay a tag team, wants to prove himself to Chip Stetson, who he called his mentor. Chip Stetson is an integral part of this attitude change, along with the great fan support that good Lord willing has gone through here in IYFW. He does not want to end the tag team that he has with Chip Stetson, wants to keep it going. And Chip told him, you've got one more chance and the Coronation Cup is going to be it. Chip Stetson made it clear that if the good Chip Lollipop does not win the tournament, does not become the number one contenders to the IYFW tag team titles, they will be done as a tag team. So there you have it, folks. The first official team to enter the Coronation Cup tournament this year is the good Chip Lollipop. Now, we still don't know about how many other teams we're going to have, what kind of format we're going to see with the tournament this year. A lot of questions still are looming behind the scenes in IYFW. You're going to be getting updates, though, very often at this website on what other teams are signing up to be a part of it. We've getting so many inquiries from tag teams that want to be a part of this tournament this year. Keep checking for these little updates that you're going to be seeing at this website announcing more teams for the Coronation Cup tournament this year. Well, that takes care of the Coronation Cup tournament we needed to talk about, but of course, we need to talk about the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Wolf CJ Scott and the Savage Damon Ravage, the Savage Wolves. These two men dethroned Team RPG, ended their undefeated streak as Tag Team Champions back at Truly Independent, and that same night successfully defended the Tag Team titles against Northern Fury when Vigo threw the towel in to save his partner's shoulder from any further attack from the Savage Wolves. So now the question looms again, what will the Savage Wolves be doing on September 21st? Because the tag team tournament is happening, they're going to find out who their next challengers will be, but what about them? Well, as I understand it, we will be getting comments from the Savage Wolves at this website that will tell you specifically what they will be doing on September 21st, so you definitely want to keep a lookout for that. So we talked a lot about tag teams and the tag team tournament. Let's switch gears right now and talk about somebody that, well, quite frankly, we haven't really talked about him a lot lately because he's kind of been absent from action in IYFW. And I am speaking, of course, the man who was the longest, most dominant in-your-face wrestling champion in history, Pierre the Beast Vachon. This man reigned terror over IYFW throughout 2012, defending the title against some great talent, but always finding a way to walk away with the championship until he met up with the mighty Franz Roddy back in January. A cold day in hell that night, Franz Roddy ended the reign of the Beast, won the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. Well, we would see Pierre Vachon at the next event, M3Con, when he would take on former WWE superstar Nunzio and get the victory that night by disqualification over the former WWE Cruiserweight Champion. But since then, Pierre Vachon, not around. Have him see him. He was supposed to be a part of May the 4th Be With You, but because of an altercation he had at a bar in Vermont, authorities of that state would not let him leave. Okay, that's understandable. But then June 22nd, Truly Independent, his likeness was on the flyer. There was a lot of talk that he was going to be there, but once again, no Pierre Vachon. What is going on with this? There is so much talk going on behind the scenes. We're getting emails asking us, what is the status of Pierre Vachon in IYFW? Is he done? Did the loss of the championship really affect him mentally that he does not want to show up anymore? What is going on with this? People are contemplating that he may be leaving IYFW. But you know something, folks? If you ask me, and by the way, you did by listening to this, I don't think he's doing anything like that. I think he's plotting. I think Pierre Vachon is planning something. You know, he is a smart individual. He's a very conniving, crafty individual. I've talked about it before on this website. You don't have such a long title reign in IYFW without having smarts as well as the physical ability. He is a very smart man. I'm sure he is plotting. He is planning. Something is going to happen. Everybody in IYFW, I think, should be looking over their shoulders, because one day they will see the ominous form that is Pierre Vachon lurking behind them. Now let's get back to talking about September 21st, the Coronation Cup show. You know, I've talked a lot about the tournament, a lot of speculation about teams that are going to be involved with that. What will the Savage Wolves be doing that night? Well, I've got some good news. I have an official match that has been signed for September 21st. You're going to be seeing a match between two competitors that have faced each other twice in IYFW already. This will be the deciding match between the two of them. They faced each other once last year in May at Memories Moments of Mayhem 2012 in Amsterdam, New York. They would face off again in September of that year at Vengeful to the Core. But this time they are going to be meeting at the Coronation Cup 2013 show in Boston Spa, New York. Oh, wait, did I forget to mention that I'm talking about women's wrestling returning to IYFW? That's right, I am talking about Mistress Belmont taking on Barbie on September 21st. They are the two that faced off back in May of 2012. That night, Mistress Belmont got the victory. The rematch would happen at Vengeful to the Core on September 8th, 2012. Barbie would even the odds 1-1. And on September 21st of this year, the rubber match, the deciding match, will happen between these two competitors. And I'm not done yet. There is going to be a stipulation for this contest. And the stipulation is to be determined. Sorry, don't have that information yet. Still being decided upon. The parties are still negotiating right now. But the match has been made official. It will be taking place in Boston Spa, New York on September 21st. We just don't know what stipulation it's going to be. But now start thinking about this. What kind of stipulation would you see? Would it be a hardcore match? Would it be a submission match? How about a lumberjack match? I think that'd be fun. Two women wrestlers in the ring, all the men surrounding ringside. Will they be throwing compliments, insults, or dollar bills into the ring? I don't know. But I think it leaves a lot to speculate about here at the interface. Let us know here at iwifewrestling.com. Tell us on Facebook. Throw it at us at Twitter. What kind of stipulation would you like to see between Mistress Belmont and Barbie happening September 21st? Last thing I want to talk about on this edition of the interface is something that I've talked about previously the last couple times. It's something very special here in IYFW. It is the Right to Fight contract. You know, this is something that was introduced to IYFW last year. It took place at the anniversary show, Season 6 Endgame. It was a gauntlet match that night. And on that evening, the mighty Franz Roddy won the match, won the Right to Fight a contract. He invoked that contract the next show this past January, A Cold Day in Hell. And of course, that's the night I already told you he won the IYFW title from Pierre Vachon. But I'm told by management that that was not necessarily going to be the format for the Right to Fight contract every year. It could be something different this year. And there's a lot of talk, is it going to happen at the anniversary show this year? Is it going to happen later on than that? Is it going to happen sooner? We don't know yet, but it's been talked about a lot. I can only speculate that because of all the talk I'm hearing behind the scenes, that we're going to be seeing the Right to Fight contract. But once again, what kind of format are we going to see? Are we going to see it in another gauntlet match? Is it going to be like the In Your Face Rumble? Is it being some kind of crazy convoluted match we haven't seen yet? All things to be talked about here at iwebwrestling.com. So we want to tell you folks, keep checking us here at this website. Keep checking the Facebook page. Keep following us on Twitter. So much stuff going around. Like I said, we're not taking any breaks here, okay? We're not lollygagging around enjoying the summertime. No, we are here to provide the best professional wrestling the Capital Region has ever seen. We have done it from day one, and we will continue to do it no matter what obstacles come in our way. Jump on board. Support the best pro wrestling there is, the premier wrestling promotion, the Institute of Entertainment that is IYFW. So to sum up, what have we learned? Well, we haven't learned anything. Actually, you learned, because I knew all this stuff going into this. So we know about the Good Chip Lollipop have entered the Coronation Cup tournament. We are still waiting to see what other teams are going to be entering it this year. You're going to get quick updates at this website. Keep checking for those. We talked about Pierre the Beast Vachon. What will he be doing in IYFW? Will he be surprising people behind the scenes? Will he just be showing up out of nowhere? Will he be a part of September 21st show? All kinds of speculation there. We know that now we will see women's wrestling return to IYFW on September 21st. Mistress Belmont versus Barbie. The stipulation is to be announced. We talked about the Right to Fight contract, but there's still a lot of stuff going on these days. There's so much going on. That's why you need to keep checking here this website. Go to the Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Be a part of it, folks. Support the best pro wrestling because of your support. That's why we're still around. So we thank you very much for your great support. Coming soon here to the Interface, a whole lot more to talk about the Coronation Cup 2013, more to talk about the upcoming anniversary show. So much to talk about, folks. It's going to be a great 2013 as it's been so far. So don't miss out on the Premier Wrestling promotion. Thank you very much for listening this time, folks. We'll see you very soon here at iWiveWrestling.com. For the Interface, this is Joey LaRocque.